I heard someone describe it this way. If you are a Florida Panthers fan, around 11 o'clock tonight.
Or the Florida Panthers fan.
You are either going to experience the best feeling in your life as a sports fan or the worst. And there's no in between. It's either the apex moment, you've won the Stanley Cup for the first time in your team's history in 30 years, or you become the first team in the modern era of the sport
to blow it.
To blow a 3-0 series lead in the cup final.
Do you think the same applies for the Oilers?
No,
I don't. Because they've come back from the brink?
I don't. I don't think the same applies to them.
The chasing team can't have the same level of gut punch if they lose. You made it this far. It can't possibly be as bad. I agree with that ultimately.
So when I heard it described this way, let me ask the question to Donnie this way. In your entire life of being a sports fan, what do you think was the best feeling you had after a game?
Probably Super Bowl 43.
Is that because you're too young for 40?
It would have been like 8 or... Well, no, I think 43 would have just been like... I talked about prime age, like 11 or 12. That's like right in Donnie's age wheelhouse.
Okay. So not into it as much when they won Super Bowl 40.
Yeah, I mean, plus I think with the way that Super Bowl 43 ended, the feeling was a lot stronger. Like, 40, it was...
A little anticlimactic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's not really... crazy to say, outside of Steelers and Seahawks fans for that game, that's got to be one of the more boring Super Bowls that has been played since 2000.
I guess I never thought about it that way. Like, if the...
couple of notable plays. I mean, you get the Willie Parker run, you get the Randall L. touchdown pass, but the game otherwise really not that good.
I hear you. But for Steelers fans of our age, that's the first time they win a championship. If the Pirates won a World Series and they won in four, I don't think that would take... It would feel just as good as if they won it in seven and it was dramatic, would it not?
It would feel better if they won it in seven in dramatic fashion because there's no way to duplicate that feeling. But to your point, if the Pirates swept a team in four and just stomped all over them,
yeah,
I would never have to go through the agony that leads to a game seven. I'd be just as happy. Yes, we all want it to end on a grand slam. You're down 3-2 pitch, and somebody puts one out of the park at home, and then it's the all-time greatest play in baseball history, but I'd still be thrilled if they won it in four.
For you, you probably felt better after Super Bowl 40 than 43, just because you watched them lose in the playoffs so many times before that.
My hierarchy...
around for the 70 teams.
My hierarchy is actually, it's going to surprise you, 09 Cup Final is number one. And hockey is not... I like football more than I like hockey, and the Penguins had already won two of them in my lifetime. And I do remember sitting on like the living room floor during the 8-0 North Stars game, which was like a coronation, not an actual hockey game, because it got out of hand like it did. The 09 game was, for me, the greatest payoff. You beat the team who beat you last year. They were still every bit as good as they were the year before. You just managed to be slightly better. You have this unreal level of tension that the game creates, that you're in their building, and it was not... the game itself was a great game, like better than Super Bowl 40 was. There's just a lot more surrounding the 09 Cup that I look back on and I remember I remember exactly what I did. Just slammed my fist down on the bar in celebration and started having them pour Jameson shots. Nothing better than a little jubilant feeling.
And you don't think you appreciate it any less because the Steelers had just won the Super Bowl a few months before? Like, you had just tasted
the glory of 43?
Yeah.
You know what I remember the most about Super Bowl 43? It was the first time on the flat screen TV I had watched that a big sporting event happened. Back in the day when you had a...
Was it a Vizio?
It was a Samsung 40-inch flat screen TV, and I was...
Oh,
living...
wow,
like
you weren't
king.
Even on a Vizio.
No,
you
brother.
Were on the real...
I was living like a king in 2009. At my parents' house, of course. But no, the 09 Cup Final was a better feeling. 40, I would actually rank 43 ahead of 40 for sheer drama.
Well, the game was better, but I'm just saying like...
No, the feeling of total like glee and jubilation for 40 was better than 43. You're out partying in Oakland. Like, Fifth Avenue was literally frozen that day, I think. Everyone's...
I think your first is always better than your second, with rare exception.
Well, the difference here being, for me, again, I would say that about 40 versus 43, but I had seen Cup Finals get won before 09, but it was just different.
Okay, what's your worst feeling?
92.
Even when you're that little?
My dad, my recollection of it is,
now you looking back on it,
my recollection of
to yourself,
it is him not letting me stay
that's
up
the best chance I ever had of watching the Pirates win the World Series. But when you're, how old were you, 7 years old?
My dad did not, I don't think he let me stay up to watch it, running downstairs in the morning and said, "Dad, did the Pirates win?" And he just flatly said no. And then having my mom explain that those guys I loved watching, Bonds and all them, were never going to be together on the team again. And I think the way she explained it was just somebody can pay them more money or whatever. That's crushing, dude. I still think that there, even at seven, if you're a sports crazy person like I absolutely was at that age, there's nothing worse than that, man. Because all the emotions are bigger when you're that little.
Donnie, what's your worst
one? I'm thinking about it right now, getting like sick to my stomach.
So I'd probably go, for me, the first time the Pirates had ever made the playoffs in my life, I was a senior in high school. 2013, they lose game five to the Cardinals. They were leading the series. We all know they get shut down in game four.
Mm-hmm.
And then game five, they don't get their doors blown off, but it's never really like all that competitive of a game. And I don't know. I just felt like this is the first time I've ever seen these guys actually do something in 18 years of my life, so that was a tough one. And then they followed it up. You could probably argue, at least for me, the 15 wild card game against the Cubs.
That's mine since I've been here. I think that's the worst one. Because you won so many games and you got screwed into the one-game playoff and you ran into Arrieta, and as soon as Schwarber hit that home run, even though you pointed out earlier, you had chances to rally in the game, but he was invincible the entire second half of the season.
That game doesn't hurt me that much because I never thought the Pirates were going to win it. I never thought they even had a prayer to win that baseball
game. But you didn't come out of that game like disgusted, thinking to yourself, if it was a best of three series, if they had won a couple of extra games in the regular season, they could have won the World Series. I absolutely thought that way.
I've thought that way a couple times, but like this, that's where I'll say I never, this is where I'm like a jaded adult maybe, and as a kid I would think on those terms. As an adult I thought, how just be better. Find a way. Like, didn't they play horribly against the Reds that season as a bad Reds team?
They did.
They had a losing record. It's like, I go back and focus on that stuff. Like, I think Arrieta was a complete jackass, and I really, loved watching, Daniel Murphy take him to the cleaners later in the playoffs. I did root hard for the Mets that year, Pony. I enjoyed what the Mets did to them not long after.
Yeah, they took
them
out in five.
They spanked them, and Arrieta had, that was Arrieta's last great game, wasn't it? Because didn't they start to get to him immediately thereafter?
Yeah, cold weather, I think he blamed, or something stupid like that.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to make any jokes that could technically get me in trouble for liability reasons.
Like what? Performance-enhancing drug?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
I'm just saying that
speculation.
Right. Yes.